The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning, Roxy Soxy.
Good morning, Tam Tam.
How is the shit show of, what's today, Tuesday?
Tuesday? We're up to episode number 9.
Episode, are you tired of me yet?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. No, what's the worst part about doing 9 episodes with your BFF?
Oh, God. I think it's the not eating.
I don't make you not
you
eat.
Make me not eat.
No, I don't. But you're like,
long.
Let's stop to go eat some food. I'm
yes.
like, dude, that's an hour. We don't have a fucking
hour. We don't have an hour.
Chew some nuts down and like call
that's
it a day.
That's what we did yesterday. We found some old nuts in the bottom of the car and yeah. we were so hungry that we're like,
I ate an egg.
We're gonna
I ate
eat
an
these.
Egg so fast yesterday that I honestly, the whole episode, I was trying not to burp.
Do you
remember?
Sucked down that egg like in one
I'm good
suck,
at it. I'm good at it. Suck.
As if it was your husband's penis.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
It was. It
you
made a sound.
Visual. Oh, my
it made
gosh.
A sound.
I do not. I am way lovelier. I suck a penis way nicer than I eat an egg, okay? I am way more, like, I try to make it a whole experience.
I mean, you definitely gave that egg an experience.
No,
I'll say that. I'll
that
say
is
that.
Not, that is not something,
that.
And I'm very happy to do it the other way. I'm fine. So, anyway, so I almost choked in the last episode.
Yes.
So, we're not
yes.
going to do that now.
Nope.
We're still running
You're
on no food.
We're still running on no food, but we've got this. We know what we're doing.
Do we?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Well, the people who do know what they're doing, these next
yes.
guests right here, because they have got their shit together. They probably think that we don't, but we kind of, well, we make them, we throw them off at the start, so they think everything's so they think everything's going really bad, and then they're like, oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. So that's what we do to all our guests.
Yes, that's true. This is our secret technique. Don't
yeah.
tell anybody.
Just start bad and then go from there.
Yes, you manage expectations
yeah.
is what it's called.
And we should, because these people are so amazing. We've got to figure out how to be successful as they are.
We want to like be
what's
like
the secret
they're
sauce?
Amazing. Yeah, like we've got to find out all
have
the juice.
Taken
all
the
juice.
Clothes off or like how?
I mean, something.
My right breast is better than my left, so we can just try with that. We can lead with the right boob.
Let's go with the stud and not the dud this time.
The stud
okay?
is the right.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
So
that's
who
it.
Do we have on today, Roxy?
Oh well, we are so excited. These gals are like. Killing it with their buzz.
They've yeah. completely like paved the way for like
yes.
podcasting.
Yes, like we just had some guests in here that like could not believe that these two were our next
I
guests.
Was like they weren't like
they
that
were so
I.
excited. Yeah,
it's like why were you like, not excited when you met us?
Yeah, they were like, "Is that them?" I'm yeah. like, "Yes,
I'm
it
like,
is."
We're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. We're still here. So we are so excited to welcome Girls Gotta Eat's Ashley
Woo!
And Rayna.
Yay! Oh my gosh, love that intro.
Oh yeah. Yay!
I'm so excited. We're just staring at you going like,
yeah.
how did it happen? Like, how
God.
Did do you, are you even shocked at your success?
We took our clothes off. You know,
yeah.
No
yeah.
one wants to see that, actually. We got new faces. No.
Did you really?
I got new boobs twice.
Did
and,
you really?
Yeah. New faces, new eyebrows.
Why did you get them twice?
They were still too big the first time. Raina was like, I said a reduction. I woke up. I was like, did you do anything? This is crazy.
Well, you got a reduction and they were too big.
They were huge. I was like, oh, this is
wow.
crazy. What did I go through this for?
So then you're pissed because you had to do it again because a reduction is like no joke.
Yeah,
they
that's
cut
a serious
nipples.
Deal.
I think he's just a boob guy.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not getting rid of these.
He's like, she looks great.
I also have to say that I love your friendship because I also roast Raina for eggs, for eating eggs.
It's so, the sound,
so
right?
It is no, the foundation of our relationship.
So Raina, eggs do you eat?
A lot. So her
it's the volume, it's not the way I eat them.
So her kink is going into usually an airport lounge or sometimes like a hotel buffet. We haven't been in a hotel buffet in a minute.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
But
I wouldn't
the
tell
early
people
days.
That.
Don't tempt me. That was the early days.
Yeah.
And Raina, she really just loads up.
Oh,
where I'm like,
God.
First of all, we don't have much time. We have a flight to catch.
Yeah.
Second
yeah.
of all, how are you going to eat all that? And then she's like,
and
I'll bring it on
eggs.
The plane. I'm like, you're not going to bring it on the plane. But it's eggs and hummus specifically.
Oh,
but the
I like,
way,
I'm your girl.
And then she'll make herself sick. And I'm like, Raina, you don't want all those eggs. And I try to warn her and she doesn't listen and I don't care.
Now she's sick, like I throw up on the plane. I complain for the whole plane ride.
Oh, my stomach hurts. You know, too many eggs makes you nauseous. You know, I started getting like yellow in my eyelids because I think I eat too many eggs from the cholesterol. I swear to God, I have to go to the doctor and be like, I think I eat too many hard-boiled eggs. And that's gonna be you. I swear.
Raina, if your starts turning colors, I'm like, she looks like jaundice. Like, is this from the eggs?
I eat eggs like I will never see another egg again. And they're not even good eggs. They're like powdered Delta Lounge eggs. No shade to
those
Delta Lounge.
Great. Those are real eggs.
They feel like
they might be egg beaters, but they're not powdered eggs.
They're egg beaters.
I've never even heard of an egg beater. We need to up your, like, you know, egg quality, I think, just a little bit.
Actually, we were at the Centurion Lounge, not the Delta Lounge. And I got two kinds of eggs.
The quiche. I had a quiche. Because if I eat too much eggs, I start to get sad. So dairy makes me, like, I have a
fart.
Strong...
and
that's why I'm
your pants.
And then I'm crying and farting. Yeah. No, I just have a strong gut... mind connection.
Yeah,
so too much dairy, specifically eggs, will make me start to have the sads. And so, like,
that's another word for farts. I'm very confused.
No, I just get depressed. Like, I get really actually sad.
Like, depressed. Like, sad.
Like, I start to feel, like, kind of low if I have too much dairy. But
can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Because I know I'm like this little mini health. I know too much to be dangerous, but then not enough to have a degree. So, okay, because you're eating something that, like, with dairy, there's a lot of estrogen. And when you actually up your estrogen and you're already estrogen dominant, because a lot of us are estrogen dominant, you get depressed. And literally, that is all that food has. Dairy just has so much estrogen. Because if you think about it, cows have to be. Cows have to be kept pregnant. Because that's how you have milk. It's because they're lactating. Mm. So they have tons of estrogen running through their body. And then you consume that estrogen and your estrogen levels spike and you feel depressed because high estrogen level is linked to depression.
The more
ding,
you
ding,
know.
Ding! I am here for any health experts.
Yeah. Wait, I have more questions for you, doctor.
Tessa was doing something. She has turned around.
She's like, what?
She's Googling, is this true? Well, I didn't know food had estrogen in it.
Oh, my gosh. So many.
Yes, it has a lot of hormones.
I don't know that. Yeah. Wait, is it
hormones,
because, like...
Right, hormones.
Like,
okay.
But estrogen is a hormone. Mm-hmm.
But estrogen's like a female thing, and you're smarter
so
for female.
So I actually live my entire life according to my cycle.
Okay.
Like, I eat according to my cycle.
Yeah,
I work out according to my cycle.
Yeah.
Are you naturally cycling?
What is
are you on, like, birth control?
No.
Right. So, like,
so I know when my cycle is. Mm-hmm. But for example, just before you ovulate, your estrogen and your progesterone raises really fast.
Right.
And I get really depressed 2 days before I ovulate all the time because I'm
for
estrogen
sure.
dominant. Mm. But there's things that can actually flush out estrogen, like certain foods, a lot of high fiber. So you can actually, like, reduce that depression. I didn't mean to go on this doctor.
No,
okay? You're both
shit.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. But yeah, that's why you feel depressed when you have dairy.
Oh, my God.
But then you'll notice
she already has elevated levels of estrogen. Like, I don't feel depressed. I feel thrilled.
But is there other things that it does? Like, do you poop? Do you, like, does it do anything else?
Does it do
to
a little something?
I mean,
or...
I'm a huge
you're like,
pooper.
Like, well, you eat so many eggs. I don't even know. Your body's probably like, so, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Is this why you're so fertile?
I am extremely fertile. I poop a ton, though. Like, yeah. I stay pooping.
But that's
morning,
probably a flushing all that estrogen out.
Yeah.
That's probably why it doesn't affect you as much.
But actually, I'm a pretty regular.
I'm super regular,
cycle.
But I'm super healthy. I eat a lot of fiber, vegetables, all the things.
But there's
so
also
I don't
things
do
that people
dairy.
Don't
okay.
understand. Like, you know, I sometimes go on a high histamine diet, which is like I actually go on a low histamine diet for high histamine. So everything's like a bucket, and so many foods have histamine in
what
it.
What is histamine's food?
Histamine is like when you.
I just
so
thought
you,
it's anti. You want anti.
You want antihistamine.
Histamine's like sneezing and allergies, right?
But it's so not. It's also like mental health issues. It's also like not being able to get pregnant. It's like pain. It's like there's so many things when you have too much histamine in it. So many foods have histamine in it. And when you have all those foods at once, like shrimp with like tomato and eggplant and all those things, then your bucket overloads with histamine and you get issues like depression, anxiety, pain, sleep issues.
It's a lot.
Like infertility, all that kind of stuff.
That dish you just created sounds delicious.
You're like, I'm getting extra histamine tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm really into this, how food affects our body, but apparently I knew nothing.
Yeah.
So I really
like,
love
why
this.
Do I get depressed when I have dairy?
And
I don't
it's
know.
So
I'm not
fun
look
to go to
it.
Dinner with her because she will look at the menu and be like, you're not ordering that.
No.
You're not ordering that.
She's allergic to everything. Like, fucking.
I know, I am.
She's like,
I'm allergic
stuff?
To eggs.
Friend.
Yes, I am.
Does she have to, like, regulate you? Like, she has to tell you what you're allowed to order?
She's,
tell them your allergies.
Okay, here we go. Eggs. avocado, and I live in fucking California.
What happens when you eat an avocado?
So my throat closes.
But I've never seen it.
It's allegedly.
It's allegedly. Her husband goes, she's not allergic.
Do you know that that little You know what he did?
I'm like, I eat eggs all the time, and it's like around her, and she's never
So it's not like a peanut allergy.
No, it's the egg one is the worst. Like, that is the most severe one. But I used to be allergic to dairy. But what I found out was my husband had been dosing me with little bits. Yeah. For like years.
Because he was like, this isn't true.
With dairy?
Desensitizing me bit by bit.
What, like our husbands?
Is that like when you like butter bomb your husband? You put like a bunch of butter in like the food. It's the opposite though.
It's opposite. Like, so he'd be like little bits here. He'd be like a little drop of milk here, or like a little pat of butter here, or like a little something.
Because like, he's like, this bitch ain't. This is not an allergy.
And he would get so annoyed when we go to restaurants because he's like, you can't fucking share the queso. Like, he'd be like, we need to get you on track so we can like order like regular food.
Allergic to everything.
I know.
What
I
is kind that of thing called where you like slowly poison a person?
Is it
exposure?
Slowly, slowly poisoning. I think it's just slowly
there's
poisoning.
There's a word for it. It's not Munchausen syndrome. It's like,
yeah, you give them a little bit so that they.
It's like
less...
arsenic poisoning. Yeah. Like when they.
Women do this to their children. You see it on the crime shows. Oh, that they like slowly weaken them and their children are hyper dependent upon them.
Do you watch anything like paranormal type stuff? Are you like into it? Like, do you believe in like signs and the afterlife and
Well, Raina's really hardcore crime, and I'm just not really. Like, I feel like I'm, like, the only white girl on the planet that doesn't, like, really get into crime.
Raina's hardcore crime, but not paranormal. I feel like I'm already scared of enough stuff. I don't need to be scared of more stuff.
I was, when I was younger, I was really into scary movies, paranormal, ghost stuff. Yeah. But I don't, I'm, like, not scared of ghosts at all. Like, I'm, like,
do you believe in the afterlife?
For sure. And, like, communicating and things like that. Mm. And it's... I believe people that die are trying to talk to us, and I really strongly believe in mediums and that their ability to communicate. But it's like doesn't scare me. I'm scared of like real life shit.
Like a man breaking into taxes.
Well, especially in
LA.
Do I
claim everything?
Honestly, it's the eggs.
Scared of you eating powdered fucking eggs.
The eggs will get you.
I'm so scared of everything. I feel like I don't need to like layer on another thing I'm afraid of. I don't watch scary movies. Like, I feel like since Are You Afraid of the Dark, I've been like out of the game. I don't really like roller coasters. I don't like the feeling of fear in my body.
I live for that feeling. I love it.
You love them?
Well, I mean, I used to be like an amusement park slut, like as a kid. It's all I cared about. Like, I would have these dreams about like living near an amusement park.
Right.
And, like, all I cared about was roller coasters, and it was like I was obsessed.
Yeah. Would you do like that? Like, I would do the thing where you sneak back in and like get in line again.
Oh, I would get in line right away. Yeah. And then the Tower of Terror in Disney World, like the drop, like the first biggest like drop where your like stomach.
And it made like national news. They're like, it's the biggest ride ever.
I rode
ever.
It three times in a row. My parents were like, she's an insane kid. Like, she's not well.
So you don't have anxiety?
I don't have a lot of anxiety.
What was that? Do you have anxiety?
It was just funny the way she said it.
I don't have a lot of anxiety.
Because, like, I have, my whole life is, like, to not feel anxious because my whole life I feel anxious. So, like, I take so many things to not feel anxious that aren't medicated. I probably should be medicated because then I could ride the rides. But I'm like, I don't want to feel more anxiety on top of the anxiety that I already feel. Like, I want to be peaceful.
But aren't those medications they make you not feel anxious?
Yeah, they make me not feel anxious. But, like, do they work? I mean,
I wouldn't say so.
Is it like a placebo effect? As long as you think they're working.
Well, I think some of it does. Like, L-theanine, I think, works. And magnesium and stuff like that. But it also
makes
you poop. So, like, it's like, I want to shit my pants or do I feel calm? Like, probably calm, but shit, I don't know. It's like, you got to figure it out, you know? But so you have no fear.
No, I'm not an anxious person at all, actually. I don't think that her and I, like, really either of us suffer from anxiety. I don't know that I associate, like, wanting to look, not wanting to be on those rides. I don't know. It's not like anxiety, not emotional anxiety.
Right.
I just don't like that feeling in my body.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has a different level of like the things that are scary or give them anxious. Like, I do stand up. People think that's like the scariest thing they could ever do. But like, I don't like to like go skiing and stuff. I'm like, I don't like to put myself in harm's way and on a ski mountain. Like, I'm but a roller coaster is like contained. Like, I think people do stuff that.
Like, that's safer? Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. But you know, people do stuff that like thrills them. And like, I would see someone do something so crazy physically. Even like surfing. I'm like, the ocean's too scary. Like, you never know what's going to happen. But people would see what I do and be like, you couldn't pay me enough to do 5 minutes of stand up comedy.
It's all relative.
You know, it's all, it is like all relative.
But you said you were scared of ghosts.
I guess I'm not. Maybe I'm not articulating myself very well. I just don't need to bring it into my life. I don't need it. And scared of them, I don't know. I just.
So, but you believe they're there.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't have any. Have I ever told you any feelings I have about ghosts? I don't think I have any.
I don't know this. I get what you're. I think she's saying like. She doesn't want to get ideas in her head.
My dad was a single parent. Both my parents. And my dad used to sit us down in front of Law and Order SVU. That was my babysitter from the time I was 7 years old. I'm already afraid of like the real stuff.
So, right. Yeah.
I don't believe or not believe in ghosts. I have no feelings about it whatsoever. Like if somebody said I believe in them, I'd be like, great. If somebody said it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, I'd be like, also great. Yeah. I have no feelings about it at all. No one's proven me one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, I think mediums, I mean, my mom's talked to a medium about like family members. I just had a good girlfriend go to a medium. And then one of our friends is a medium. Like people are communicating with dead people. Yeah. I will die on that hill. Like no pun intended. Like I truly.
So there's signs. There's something that there's a sign.
They would never know.
Yeah.
They're just, they would never know it. Mm-hmm. That these people, you know, there's no way to find this stuff on the internet before you come in. Like they actually are. Right.
So anyway. Do you tell each other that? What you would come back as if you die. Because my mom and I have that conversation and, you know, my husband's father just passed away and he said to his father, he was like, come back as a cardinal and as a cardinal bird. And my husband turned 50 recently and we were in Australia in like bumfuck the middle of nowhere. Not Australia's bumfuck, but like this little town was the bumfuck middle of nowhere. And we went to this like little store and my husband loves baseball hats and he walks in there and he sees a hat that he likes and he goes and gets it. It's like, I can't believe this hat is here in the middle of nowhere. Like it's not America. Like all Australian stuff is mainly Australian, you know, hats and things like that. Gets this hat, comes home. We were taking a walk. And I said, like, do you think your dad's ever given you a sign of the cardinal? And he's like, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, what about that hat that you got on your birthday? What was it? He said, it's a cardinal. It was this random hat in the middle of bumfuck, middle of nowhere, an American team from St. Louis in Australia. Mm-hmm. And it was on his 50th birthday.
I have chills.
Wow.
And he was just like, that was my dad communicating with me.
God.
So, like, do you tell each other what you'd come back as and what would you come back as?
Oh, so we could communicate with each other? I'm going to get on this, at least with my parents. I'm going to get with my parents. To, like, hey, what are you going to come back? Because my mom would definitely be like a bird. She's a bird lady.
Does it have to be an animal? Do you think
it could
be can I be reincarnated as me? I feel like Ashley and I just.
A what? Like a horn. Like, they were like, you know, when I come back, this husband was dying and he said to his wife, there was like a beep, 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 like such an annoying
like a car horn.
A car horn. Okay. And he's like, I'm going to come back as a car horn. And when he passed away, like the day he passed away, there was just an alarm horn that just went on like all day.
Oh, all day long.
I can't believe that story.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we had a friend who, our friend Kelly is a medium and she talked to our other guy friend's dad. I guess he was like a train or something. But like, anyway, they were talking about him. And she was like, I'm getting something. He wants me to tell you. And then like these trains went by forever, like in a weird place where it was like, we didn't even know those tracks were real train tracks.
Yeah.
Like it was something crazy like that. Or I've heard insane stories.
Yeah.
That just,
Now what would you come back as?
Huh?
Oh, I don't know. Cause I feel like you can't be a person. You have to come back as like a thing.
I'm like big on like the bird thing. Cause you're just like tap tap on the
bird.
Huh?
Okay. Everyone's a bird. Everyone's a bird. Like, could I be a flower? No, because they die pretty quickly.
But birds can die too.
They can.
But you can fly around.
What are really long living birds? Like those old parrots.
You can be like a sea turtle. A sea turtle lives forever.
But how many times do you see a sea turtle? You're like, there's mom. There's a sea turtle.
Don't you ever get a sign?
You have to go to the zoo to be like, I want to see mom again.
I guess it's like
right there.
Well, we think my dog who died was this orange. So
like an orange.
Yeah. So this
like a fruit orange.
So we're staying in this hotel here in LA right before we moved here. This was in the fall, and the dresser, there was a little bar on the dresser, and it had like three pieces of fruit, like orange, lemon, and lime.
Yeah.
And I weirdly had been thinking about my dog that day for some reason, and as I was falling asleep, I heard this thud on the something fall on the ground, and it was the sound of a fruit falling on the ground.
Yeah.
And there was no way it could have flown off. There was a ridge, like it wasn't. Yeah. There was no way it could have rolled off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. The fruit came off the bar and I like fell asleep.
Yeah.
Woke up the next day, the orange was gone. And I had like a dream about him. And then it was just kind of random. And
so he's an orange, poor dog.
But then he was orange.
Oh.
And then someone else messaged me and said there was something of oranges being a sign of people, some death thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, so my dog's an orange. I don't know how to answer this. I still think I'm going like parrot, like annoying one that can talk.
A parrot. Yeah. My mom's like, I'm a magpie. I'm like, I hate fucking magpies. Like, get away.
Magpies are so annoying. What would you be?
Probably a dog. A cute dog.
A cute dog. You would be a yappy little dog. Like,
I'm not a, I don't yap. I'm not annoying. I mean, maybe a little bit, but I don't think I'm that annoying.
A little bit.
No, I'm not to you, but I don't think I'm that annoying. Like, my husband likes me.
You guys seem both mostly great. Okay, I have my answer. I think I'm going to be a dolphin. And here's why.
A dolphin.
I feel like, because you, I really like being in the water. I feel like I'm not my happiest self near the water. Yeah. And you can be around people as much as you want. You know, you can swim out into the ocean, but you can swim up to a boat. People get really excited when you're there. And they go away. Like, I just feel like you can, like, choose your adventure as a dolphin all the time.
How are you not bringing up that dolphins are the only animal that has sex for pleasure?
I nailed it so hard. I have no idea.
You are fucking in the afterlife.
That is crazy.
Wait, am I right about that? I heard that.
Okay, well, can you Google it?
And I think they'll, like, grab you.
No, really? They will. They will get, like, physical
horny
with you.
They're horny.
Yes. We did the swim with the dolphin thing on our honeymoon, and that's what the guy told us. He goes, do not, he's like, you cannot get them too excited because they will.
Oh, they will try to have sex with you.
Yes, they will try to, like, hump on you.
What?
Yes.
Okay, this that's my answer. Uh-huh. Dolphin.
Like, dolphin, because I just want to keep having orgasm.
Oh, so, you know, I have bumpy, like, backs of my arms a little bit. I'll come back with smooth skin.
Oh.
It's my dream.
But you're pretty hairless.
I'm hairless, but I'm bumpy.
I know, but, like, you dolphins, know, I feel like, are more notoriously, they're just kind of, like, hairless. You know, like a smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You're
smooth.
Bumps are.
Actually, I don't get to touch her that often, but when I do, it is a really nice
it's
experience.
It's, like, really my
she
best
is really
quality.
Smooth.
Okay, you're going to hate me. Bumps are gluten intolerance.
I've heard that before, and it's I've like had some hair one. Loss as I've grown up, and people have told me that, like, that can also be linked to,
so,
like,
when I, yeah, my kid has it, and she stopped having gluten, and hers got lovely.
Bumps went away.
That would be just so high.
You're just like, I've been diagnosed by Dr. Tammy.
Like, I don't know if I want her to be gluten-free. I'm with her too much. I feel
but
like
it's
like
you're in L.A.
I don't want her
we
to
have
be
so many meals together. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Everything's gluten-free here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. This is a good place to do
this
it.
This is a great place.
Yeah, you could,
like,
literally
you don't
get gluten-free
gluten
anywhere you go.
Gluten-free pasta, yes. Gluten-free pizza. You would not be missing out.
She would be missing out.
Yeah, it's
90%
of my diet. I eat, like, a ton of fiber, so much vegetables, but I do eat a lot of gluten. I could try it for a week. How long do I have to be off of it, honest?
Well, it depends how long you might. Well, your bumps will go away straight away.
Okay.
When you cut them out. Mm. But then they'll come back when you're gluten.
All right, well, I should try it.
I think it would be a good thing to just try.
Just try
why
it.
Not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Antihistamine, no gluten. You guys are like, I hate
I
this
mean,
girl.
I can't believe
I like
this. Who knew you were walking away with diagnoses, you know, this podcast?
We'll get so many DMs. Yeah, like, she's not a doctor.
She don't take her medical
this
advice.
This is like a total bait and switch. We're just coming on here. It's like
I
a
was,
medical.
Yeah. Yes. I was free literally going to say to you, it's so refreshing that people aren't like, let's talk about your friendship. We can. But we talk about relationships.
I didn't know that wasn't even one of my questions.
No, please don't ask us how we started the podcast. No, you can. I'm just
don't worry. We
love
the
random
stuff. About us.
Yeah,
we want to talk about paranormal activity.
Yeah. We believe in it. I think if I were coming back, I would want to be somebody
You'd
I would not
be a
dog. I want to be something that gives everybody pleasure. So I would
vibrator.
Fiber all the way.
Wait, I said vibrator.
I said vibrator.
I think you said fiber. I was like,
I said
yeah,
vibrator. Imagine I said fiber, like, you can shit all day long.
All day long.
Also, that's hard to some people,
you
know? You
would never be constipated.
I mean, no. Poop is pleasure.
I would be most frosty, cold, delicious margarita.
Oh, I thought you were going to play my vibrator. Margarita's
delicious
good.
Margarita's good because nobody... Who is sad when they have a margarita in front of them?
Do you want people to eat you, though? Like, do you want to be ingested?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay.
It scares the guy. Just oranges, they're tougher to get into. You're less likely to eat them.
I
want to
be a vibrator.
Nice.
But you never stop with a margarita. Like, so, you will keep going with
some people
margarita.
Stop. Some people stop. They do.
I think, like, I like to think about when you would encounter people you wanted to get in touch with. So for you, it would be that someone in your life that you wanted to communicate with ordered something, not a margarita, and got a margarita by accident.
Yes.
And then
exactly.
They would know you were trying to talk to them.
Yes.
I would be a vibrator.
And I would be there with my friend queso and chips and, you know, guac. It's like everybody loves
the holy
that.
Trinity.
Yes,
the
Trinity.
I thought you meant, like, when, like, in the year. I was like, so Cinco de Mayo is like a big day for you.
I work overtime on
you
Cinco de Mayo.
You get your own holiday.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah. No one knows it's you because they're just everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think a vibrator would be fun.
A vibrator, yeah. You, I mean, you'd be always.
Do people even use vibrators? You guys in relationships?
Do people use vibrators?
No, I use.
Do you know we have a vibrator
do
company?
You bear shit in the woods?
Oh, can I have?
You want people to fuck themselves?
That's what you want.
Listen, I use a vibrator sometimes, but I have to be really careful because sometimes like it's really intense. Isn't it great?
Well, let's talk about this. Tell us, because we have a whole line of sex toys.
I was about to buy some. I just manifested some free sex toys.
Some for you. Any issue that you're having, tell us, and we'll tell you which kind of toy you should use.
I'm having zero issues.
Okay. But no, you find them to be too, like, powerful or something?
I like a vibrator, like, just before.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm already there.
Uh-huh.
Because we had this sex therapist on, and she talks about something called thermescence, which is like, you know, and yes, I understand sometimes you just want a quickie, right? Sometimes you just want, but most of the time, really good orgasms come when it's like, there's like a process, right? Normally the female body, you're like, think about it. You start to get turned on, little touch of the boobs, you know, you just want a little bit, and it starts to turn you on more and it builds that orgasm. I feel like when I have a vibrator and I just start from nothing,
right,
it's so intense so fast that my orgasm isn't as strong, but it's also like, sometimes I'm not even turned on yet, and I can't actually orgasm from it because it's just like it feels so good, but I don't know if I'm like, I'm sometimes like,
totally,
am I orgasming or am I not? Like, or does it feel really good?
You stimulated your clit
like,
enough
I don't,
to just
yeah,
have
I don't
a
know what's happening. I'm feeling like it's really good, but I don't exactly know to what extent. Mm. Whereas, like, if I'm having sex with my husband and it's like right at the end, then it makes the orgasm so much bigger. And I love it when it's like that. Yeah. But if it's like right at the beginning, I find it hard to like have that whole experience.
Which toy is for me?
Which number?
Well, I have an idea. I totally know what you mean because, I mean, I really like to smoke a little bit of weed and then masturbate. Mm-hmm. I can masturbate for a long period of time and then I have the most intense orgasm of my life because it's you're more connected with the experience.
Right, right.
So it does make sense that it's just a better orgasm if you can go longer. So
yeah.
We have vibrators that are like more direct clitoral stimulation that are more intense, and maybe that's not what you need. Maybe you need something that can go the distance a little bit longer. We have one of those.
During sex, my personal favorite toy that we have is is what I use at night. I'm like alone.
Like every night.
Yeah. But it's like so good for partners is that it's this bullet, and we designed it with two separate sleeves. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of, it's like three in one. You could use a bullet solo, which is, I don't, you want to put a bullet to your clit. That's on you. But like, I don't. But yeah. I like using one of this like silicone sleeves. But this one, it's like, it's got a finger loop on it, so you can slide your finger through it, so like your partner could kind of wear it almost, and it's really compact, and then it has like a textured finger pad, so it's like this perfect thing to bring into the bedroom for someone else to kind of put on you. It's really small, and it's like on the lowest setting, not too much at all.
Right.
It says we have like, there's multiple settings you can get as like powerful as you want. It's really can get a lot of power in this teeny tiny thing, or not or a lot less. But that's, it's called the Lucy because I named it because it's like what my daughter would be named, and I'm not having kids, so it's like the my actual child. And
it would be weird if it was your child, but now it's
I
not
can
your kid.
All my my children. Like, we have one named Ashley and Raina. The Raina is the most popular one, and this is my child.
Why is Raina so popular?
It's all star.
I would like to eat eggs. It's a double end. Ended vibrator. Okay. One end is a clit sucker, and so it is extremely.
But you can bring that down low. Like,
definitely.
It can be for any. Yeah,
I only use the lowest settings on most vibrators. I do like to go the distance. I like to have an experience, give myself a ride. You know, sometimes you just gotta like do a quickie and go. Like, you're in the airport, or you know,
you're in the airport,
you're on the airplane, in
you're on a podcast,
masturbating on a podcast.
You're in traffic.
You're just like, I've got the unders on right now.
I've masturbated. This is not sarcastic.
You masturbated in the toilet of an airport.
Airplane, not airport.
Oh my God, that's one of my biggest fantasies. Not to do it, but just to think of someone doing it. I've really fucked up fantasies, but
that's not that fucked up.
Damn it.
I don't want, our listeners have heard this so many
times.
Tell
them, but they haven't heard it.
Yeah, like a, what? I'm really obsessed with like, my fantasies are not to me.
Like,
it's
not like
I want it to happen to me.
Guy.
It's like, I can only get off like, or think about or watch porn that is like
about
desperate people who like have to sex with their car.
Like stuck porn?
Well,
like
there's this,
stuck.
Well, wait, no, like there's this show on HBO where the guy like weird sexual fantasies, and this guy used to have he used to wear a high heel, and like, sorry, someone else had to wear a high heel and stomp on his, you know, penis, and he would get off on that.
Mm-hmm.
That turned me on so much because he was so deranged.
But okay. But the classic. The classic.
Okay, so it's like this underdog.
There's no judgment. Yeah. I'm just like trying to picture it. Okay.
So it's the underdog that I get turned on, like the pizza guy who like can't get laid, and he's like the trucker, and he walks in, and he's like eating a pizza, and he's so mad. I'm like, that is so
hot. What's that called? Like pity porn?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It is like pity porn.
Yeah, I guess so.
Good one.
Irina. Yeah. Thank you. Oh my God, you just coined these terms over there.
Merch.
That's why I'm coming back as a dolphin. I was just trying to like understand. Like, I mean, I'm into all kinds of weird shit. Everybody is weird, quote unquote. Right. I mean, if it makes
like
it
having
turns
sex
you
with
on,
a blow up doll to me is a turn on because the guy is like so desperate to have sex.
Okay.
Whereas like if he was having sex with a hot girl, I'm like, oh my God, I just feel so embarrassed for both. Not embarrassed, but like I'm like feel bad for the girl. I'm just like, not that she doesn't want it, but I'm like, you know, like I just like she
there was that scene. I didn't really watch too much Euphoria. Mm. I just wasn't, and I know it's like a wonderfully done show and great acting. It just wasn't for me. It was a little too dark for me. Mm-hmm. But I watched maybe 3 or 4 episodes. Mm. And did you watch any?
One episode, okay. And then quit.
Because there was one where she was like this guy. She was doing like cam girl stuff. One of the characters, and then this guy had this small dick. Did you watch it, Tessa? Like the guy had a small dick, and he wanted her to like degrade him and tell him like,
oh,
you have
this small
tiny dick, like you can't fuck, and like he really got off on being insulted. Am I right about this, Tessa?
Wasn't Tessa.
So I feel like you would like that scene, like that would turn you on.
Yes,
him.
I don't want to see.
Like if you were the cam girl, you'd be like, wait, I'm getting too turned on.
Yeah, I'd be like, stop.
Episode of Girls also where Alita Dunham is talking to Adam Driver, and she's like, you're pathetic, you're a loser, and he's jerking off, and then she starts masturbating.
Yeah,
and like I
don't want to do that to someone. I don't want to make them feel bad, but
I was
bullied so much when I was a kid that I feel like I was the underdog for like most of my life until I wasn't. Mm. And so maybe in some weird way, and I'll have to talk to my therapist about it, it's because I felt like I was the underdog and no one wanted to sleep with me. So then I'm like in a way turned on by the underdog because I know what it feels like to like feel sexual but like no one wanting to have sex with me.
I mean, I really understand. I was gonna ask if you knew where it maybe came from. That's like really like, insightful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, but I really am turned on by someone's desperation.
Okay. What kind of porn do you like?
I'm pretty basic. Like, I will take the Brad Pitt.
The hot porn.
Yeah, I will take like the Brad Pitt, Keanu Reeves, like me in the middle sandwich. You know, I'm very flexible like that.
Okay.
I'm very,
that's coming. You said, you like weird shit though. So
okay, I mean, what kind of weird?
You're okay. So just to close the loop on this, you go to Pornhub and you're just like you just type in normal. Straight up shit.
No, just hot like. Yeah,
hot
I guess
men.
So. Hot men.
Normal
like,
stuff.
But it's so boring.
Yeah,
it's fucking boring, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe I need to be
what
more excited.
What do you type in?
Like, I'd type in, like, Brad Pitt. Or I'd type in Keanu Reeves. You know.
Do you really?
Standard. If I was.
I got,
yeah.
Right.
But guy what is, that?
Is
but then
in...
what comes up? Because they didn't do porn.
Like, an actor that looks like.
Yeah, or like a hot guy.
A lookalike. Like Keanu Reeves porn is just somebody being really nice and kind and giving back to his community.
He'd like take you on the back of his motorcycle.
Yeah. He's like, hey, like, babe, come here, let me rub your feet.
He's the best human alive.
The
truly.
Best human alive, yeah. Like, honestly.
So then what do you Google?
Wait, so what do you Google? Wait, okay, what do you guys
Google? What do you put into
for Pornhub?
Well, for most of my life, it was lesbian porn. It was only girl on girl.
Same.
Which was interesting to me. I was always fascinated by it because sexually, in my real life, I have only ever really been attracted to men.
Uh-huh.
Like heterosexual sex. And I mean, I've slept with women a couple times many, many years ago. And so it was always not, I just was always like, what does this mean? And we've had people on the show and we've talked about it a lot at this point, but I always was like, I don't want to date women. I don't really want to sleep with women, but the only thing I can masturbate
to
is female on female porn. And I always say the biggest thing that changed about me in the pandemic was I started masturbating to like male on female porn.
Straight porn.
Straight porn.
Just normal. Straight porn.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt. I watched a lot of step porn, so if like Brad Pitt had a stepdaughter, I'd watch him fuck her.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But that's it. Just, you know, nothing.
But you know what?
Nothing, nothing weirder.
Hi, Mom. That's as weird as
I get that.
You're big on step family. Yeah.
Yeah.
She is. Like, we have a stepbrother story in our app. Right now, we're really, like, had to get in there and make sure it was accurate and to her liking. So, yeah, you're big on that.
But I get that, though. I get the girl-on-girl porn. Because when you're looking at porn, if it's like a guy and a girl.
Girl and girl.
At least a girl and girl is like, you know, it's like two women, like they're doing some, you know, it's a little more creative. I don't know.
It feels like they're enjoying it.
It feels a little less violent to me than male and female porn. Yes. And oftentimes I have a hard time imagining myself in these male, female, straight porn scenarios because it's so violent. It's so fast. It's so like just like bang, 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 bang. Yeah. That's the kind of sex I have. So women's bodies are beautiful. And I feel like they're just like, they take more care with each other.
Well, there's just more ethical porn. Like, there's just better porn out there than no shade, whatever you're into. But like, we had Erica Lust on our podcast and what's her brand? Triple X Confessions or XXX Confessions. You can look up Erica Lust.
Yeah.
And she understood that women weren't into a lot of this like violent porn. Right. So it's a lot of straight porn that's just nicer, more respectful, I guess, like for women. So I like, I've watched some of that and I enjoy that. I don't want to see stuff that's too aggressive or.
Right. What about like male and male?
I really like threesome stuff. I wonder if this comes back to Wild Things, the movie. Like, that was my first.
I love that movie.
Like, that was my first. I was young. Yeah. And not young, but, you know, that was the first scene, maybe, like, also, like, Fear, like Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. Oh, yes. But in the roller coaster.
That scene in Wild Things was like, oh, my God, I'd never seen that. Yeah. And it still to this day really turns me on. I always remember the scene in Insecure, the show that got me really turned on with what was his name? Like Lawrence and these two girls that he met at the grocery store. Yeah. And even in our app, when I'm listening to stories or editing stories that are like threesome based, I'm like very into it. And it's like something that I haven't done. And I'm like, this has to happen. Yeah. Clearly, this is like something's going on that I really want to do this, you know?
Have you ever had a threesome in your life?
That's what I'm saying. No.
No.
So I'm like, this is like, I feel like this is
your next step,
what I want to do.
Right.
And we just had the founder of Field app on our podcast. I'm like, I need to get on this app and just like have a threesome.
I would be so happy if you did that. Tell me all about it. I have a thought. Because I do like to watch like men blow each other. But I like certain scenarios. I like when like one guy's like, I've never done this before. Okay. And I like that with like girl and girl porn. I like it with like stepmom porn. I like this like we're not supposed to be
forbidding
this.
Forbidden fruit.
That's what I like.
I feel like I'm worse than all of you, so I'm gonna shut up.
Not at all.
There's no worse.
Not worse. But like the things I like to see an orgasm, like so I like to see as many orgasms.
Just like orgasm after orgasm,
just everywhere.
The cum, like exploding cum.
Oh my gosh, are we keeping this?
You brought it up.
No, Raina loves cum so much, so that's why she's trying to get you to talk.
I always like. You just forward to the end. Like I need. It's like a very visual person. Like there's this one. One situation where the guy had sex with a pillow. I thought that was so hot. I found that so hot.
I love that you talked about this and like where you think it might stem from. And just, I think you're.
I probably had sex with a pillow too, like when I was younger. I'm sure.
Everybody like dry humping, like when you're younger.
Totally.
Yeah.
Ashley, I have an important question for you. In the threesome, like what role are you playing? Because like in my mind, I am on my back, a girl is going down on me, and I'm watching a guy fuck her.
I know. I can't really figure this out. To me, it doesn't feel like strangers, but it's not me and like my boyfriend or something. It's more like I think that scene is so sexy to me from Insecure. Like they're all like those two girls like meet him at the grocery store and take him home, and they all actually kind of ends badly for him. They're like, you can't fuck us anymore. but it like the beginning is super hot. So I haven't really decided yet. I'll work on it.
Like, are you partners with either people? Are all three of you? None of you are partners?
I guess what I don't want is like a previous or whatever relationship with the. So first of all, it's a man and a woman to me. That's what I would want.
Not two men.
Not two men. But whatever. Like, we know that's actually like such on the rise, but I'm not there yet. Now, this is all I can kind of picture for me. But I wouldn't want a relationship with the woman.
Right.
Like, I'd want that to be a stranger.
Got it.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So it's not like,
a friend.
So I guess it's not the Insecure. It's not like me and my friend.
Right.
Like, I'd be okay with a relationship with a guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'd want that girl to be kind of random.
But you think that you would, but then, you know, you're in the situation.
Who's to say?
And all of a sudden, like, he's, like, super into the other girl, and he's not paying that much attention to you.
It could always go wrong. I'm just saying, I don't want.
And maybe that's my own insecurity being like, what about me? and, like, all of a sudden, you're like, well, like, you're the third wheel.
No, that's everybody's fear. That's, like, everybody's valid fear. It's just kind of communication is key, and I guess what I'm saying is I'm not trying to hook up with my friend. Like, it, you know, like a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had friends that have had, you know, threesomes with their friends. Yeah. And I guess I'm not. I just don't like want to eat any of my friends' pussies, probably.
that is the heading of the podcast.
But the question is, would you let them eat yours?
Probably not my friend. I don't think we're going back. Yeah. But yeah, another woman. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so different after that.
You'll never go back.
It's just a different. Yeah,
you can go back. I have two friends, and I don't know if you know this, but yeah,
they ate your pussy.
No, that they went down on each other. They had a threesome when we were like in our 20s, and it never really changed their relationship that much. Wow. I think they were super drunk, and but we have the sex toy company, but there's an erotic audio app too that they connect to. So we're like very into this world now. And because women a lot of times want audio or reading instead of watching.
Interesting.
See, this is what I just exactly
going on your hike.
For me, porn is fine. Like, okay, I'll watch it. Like, it's there and it's good, but for me, I get so much more turned on with the audio. Like with reading something, the sexy voice.
Like you guys like, podcast, you're into voices.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And it's the reading and like letting myself visualize it versus like it being on screen.
Do you feel like it's fake? It's like, hi guys.
Hello.
Like what is it? We're gonna talk.
Should we
about
pull up a thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna talk about.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Jessica
also,
and James.
Like Ashley said, women are much more likely to want to read or listen to porn. I grew up and I was always like reading porn, and I always thought this is so weird. I don't gravitate towards video porn. I gravitate towards reading it.
Right.
And it is a really female behavior.
Right.
Because we're smart. We can imagine things.
Right.
We are.
All right. So this is this character. He's got six stories in here. He's the most popular character named Conrad. He's the sexiest voice in the app. I mean, in my opinion, but that's not everybody's take. What would Conrad degrades you?
Do we need our vibrators?
Oh my goodness.
You don't have to. But so when I hit play, it'll ask me to connect to my vibe. But I don't have one on me.
Ah.
Okay, so let's see.
I can't believe this is happening right now.
I'll reward your pussy later. Okay, darling.
I hope
you're ready for something new. I'm drizzling hot wax on your arm.
Oh,
I was like drizzling. I was like, oh, it's hot wax. It's fine.
Too much.
I needed a second.
But
so his voice is cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a sexy voice. It's almost like, did you guys watch Sex Life on Netflix?
Yes.
I did.
He almost reminds me of that character.
Oh,
he's not,
okay.
He was Australian in the show, but he's British, but they kind of, the deep tone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you not into it because it's too dominant for you?
What?
The voice.
I just don't believe, like, I need to believe that it's real.
Okay.
And so when I see that it's real,
okay,
I know that it's real.
Got it.
Like, you can't fake that, right? Mm-hmm. You can't fake it, the finish. But I feel like with women, it can be faked. And because my job is an actor and I act and I'm always faking it, because even my emotions that are like so overwhelmingly, like I'm bursting into tears, I'm not really sad, but I'm showing you that I'm sad. So everything to me is like, what is real? And he's not real to me. But when I watch someone who's like actually orgasming, I'm like, that's real. Women, I don't know if they're real or not.
Yeah.
Whereas a male, I'm like, he's in so much pleasure because I can see that.
Oh, you need to kind of see it. Yeah. I mean, listen, I think some of these guys do jerk off when they do the readings. So I will say, I've heard some moving around.
Yeah.
We had one guy that I was like, when we sent it to our sound mixer, I was like, I'm so sorry, but I can hear him jerking off. But he like got really into it. And so,
maybe it made it better. I mean,
no, for sure. So,
so are you guys in relationships then?
No.
You're like, no, this is our relationship. And what do you think that they would feel about, like, things are different. I met my husband 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. But what do you think a guy would feel like with women in this? And, like, again, you'd probably be like, well, I don't want to date someone who would care about this stuff.
Mm.
But, like, that would be so open about sex. Mm. Like, is there, like, a deal breaker if a guy was like, no, I don't want you to do that, so, like, be part of these types of things? Because
it's hard line. Yeah. 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 I mean, that's an easy answer. Like, that's... when you're not for me, if you don't I work in this. We're not sex workers, like. But also, that's not. There's no judgment there either.
Right.
But it's
right.
Like, it's not that I'm having sex with people or I work in porn.
Yeah.
We have an app and we do vibrators. So if you don't think that's dope as hell, you're not for me. I think that the issue is someone that's a little more private, and you know, would right. worry that we would talk about our sexual experiences mm-hmm. on the podcast. And,
right.
You know, we're up on stage and yeah. Me even more doing stand up talking about mm-hmm. sex and yeah, things yeah. like that. So that would be more the issue. But if someone had an issue that we worked in sex toys, I'd be like, you're fucking yeah. lame yeah. as
yeah.
hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we built our dream life, our dream businesses for over 5 years. And it's the thing that I think that I've contributed the most to the world. I'm so proud of it. Yeah. So somebody was like, if you could just give up the most important thing in your life for me. And there's definitely people that aren't going to like it. There's people that are hard-nosed. There's people that think they're going to really enjoy what we do for a living and think it's cool. And then maybe feel a little emasculated by it. Right. Maybe don't enjoy it as much as they thought they would.
Right.
And then there's people that think it's great. The key is to find somebody who doesn't think it's too great. You don't want somebody that's like,
this is amazing.
Yes, yeah, but- you gotta find somebody like right up the middle. It's tough. I mean, listen, I think we're very dateable. I'm really proud of us. I think that we're like beautiful, successful, interesting women with full lives, but it definitely shrinks your pool of people for sure. And that's fine. Everybody has a reason that they find themselves undateable. We did this great episode with Logan Urie recently, and some people think it's because they have a shitty family or they have STDs. Right. Or, you know, for us, it's just that, like, we are public people, so it's gonna make your pool smaller. But that's okay. Like, the right person's going to fit into it. And until then, what's the alternative?
Right.
You know, quit the podcast and hope somebody loves me?
Yeah.
Right? It's hard to date in LA, though.
That's what I was going
to
say. Like, what is the dating?
I think New York is the worst. I think dating's, or LA is second worst.
I think it was reversed because I was single when I lived in New York and I felt like it was easy to kind of, but this is also before
18 years ago.
So I was, exactly. Yeah. So you know, there was no dating apps back then. And so it was just kind of like you go out and you meet people or you meet people through friends or whatever. So for me, I felt like, and I felt like just the energy of the city, like people were excited to just kind of be out and meet people. I mean, it might be different now, but
you guys
I felt like
Raya?
I am,
okay. And how is it going on Raya?
It's so funny because we just told this story of this guy I was talking to on Raya, then we moved to text, and I don't know, I just don't think he's, it seems a little arrogant, I guess. I don't know if he's like the right guy for me, but we kind of stopped texting and I was like a little bummed because I kind of saw him as someone I was excited about. He was like super tall. He's this cool career. And then he was on our flight. And it was
just randomly.
Yeah, like 2 days ago. And I go, oh my God, Raina. Like I turn around, I was like, I think that's
crazy.
That guy.
It's so crazy.
And
are they all kind of famous on Raya? Like you're all well known.
I think he thinks he's famous, but I think they're letting a lot more people
know
in
him?
These days.
Raya.
He's a successful guy. She chose a successful guy.
But Raya is not all celebrities and people. It's people that are just successful in business now too. I think they just have like, it used to start way more exclusive and like actors, models.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's just, I think you got to have something going on.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm one guy I'm talking to who I'll probably go on a date with him. He's been really consistent and I like that. He's a music producer.
Right.
Yeah. So always something like that. This another guy's like a chef. It's not anything. You don't have to be a celebrity. But I'm also starting to work with a matchmaker, like a matchmaking company that's a partner of ours. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to just see how that goes. Have someone on the ground doing the work for me. You know, I'm not. Neither of us. Raina doesn't do app dating. She never has. I don't love it. It's not how we prefer to meet people. So, we'd prefer to meet him in the wild.
Apps, though, I feel like there's some weird. I mean, it's been 16 years for me. I don't think I'd do well with apps, though.
Do they send
dick pics?
I mean, it's a means to an end, right? Nobody loves it. No one's like, this is the best thing that ever. Well, men maybe, but I don't think. I don't think any women. Yeah. I think they're like. I don't really believe in complaining about anything long term and doing nothing about it. And I apply that theory to my job, where I live, who I'm friends with. Like, I don't want to be in a situation I hate. So if I was like, I'm the loneliest person and I feel like I can't find anybody, I'd be on a dating app tomorrow. I guess I do decide every like 6 months I'm going to do it and then I don't do it.
Well, we have been using TaskRabbit and that is the life hack because they come
to you and they're always
in LA. I don't know about other cities, but in LA they're like actors and models.
I gotta show you
this.
And they like come over. So I went on a date with this TaskRabbit like a couple weeks ago.
And how was it? Great?
The date was good. I don't think it's like a long term match, but we had a good date because he came over and I'm like, I text Raina, I'm like, I think the TaskRabbit's hot. So we start talking, and then here's my move is that at the end of it, if you guys have been vibing, you know, don't make anybody feel uncomfortable while they're working. But clearly we were vibing. He was asking me a lot of questions and flirting with me, too.
Right.
So I was just like, could I book you directly next time?
Yeah,
exchange. And he was like, let's exchange numbers.
Yeah.
And then he started texting with me. Because, again, I'm not – not trying to make people feel like I'm hitting on them at their job. Yeah. You know, but he was,
but
it was
care
reciprocal.
That he was a task, that that's what his job was. Like, at some point, do you, like, when I met my husband, I was 22 years old. So, like, it didn't really matter. We could grow together financially. What about finances in a relationship? And does that matter when, like, you're becoming successful? Are you meeting someone that, does it matter to you to have a match?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think that we're a match. And I think he could feel that too. Right. But I just kind of say this is like.
But could you fall in love with someone who was not really financially
at your financial like,
at your
level?
Financial level or even close?
I have, and it's not an easy ride. I mean, I think that there's, Ash and I talk a lot on the show about there's other things that people bring to a relationship in your life other than financial currency. You know, somebody that you feel like is really emotional and in tune with how you feel, and they can really open up your eyes. Mm-hmm. People can clean the house. They can be a stay-at-home dad. They can do a lot of things. I personally did not navigate it well. I did not have somebody who was willing to also navigate it well for me. I made some missteps. Mm-hmm. It did not work out very well for me. And in the end, I ended up being very angry all the time, really resentful. I could have, of course, done a lot of things early on to put my foot down. I remember I came back from my first trip with him and my girlfriend was like, did you love it? It was amazing. And I said, like, I feel like I paid for a lot of stuff. Yeah. And it wasn't weird to him. Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, maybe let me help you. Let me split this. Let me offer. And she was like, post off this now. Like, most of my friends, like, well, she was like, stop this now, stop this behavior now. And I was like, we'll see. And then I didn't stop this now. And it just, it got worse and worse. I felt that he just was really willing to accept anything. And I could have handled it better, but anything's possible. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
But yet women do it all the time.
Yeah.
And there's levels to it. I mean, you know, there's like 10x.
Right.
You make 10x what they make, and then there's like three. You know, like there's like a person that's successful and doing well, and you just are doing better.
Right.
And then there's like broken rich. It just doesn't, like, it doesn't, to me, it's, I want somebody that's ambitious and doing something dope in the world that like I look up to. So that usually would probably come with them doing pretty well. That's like what is a turn on to me.
Yeah.
But it's not, for me, it's not about like must make this much. Like, you know, I just kind of, I want someone that I can look up to in that way.
What else is a turn on? Like, what else is like something you're looking for?
I mean, sense of humor, like sarcastic, dark sense of humor. Like, I can't vibe if we don't get each other's jokes and we're not laughing. Reyna and I are the whole basis of our relationship is just laughing all the time. Like, being able to be flight delays, stuck in an airport all day,
sucking
and
those
still make the
eggs.
Reyna's
I'm
crying from the eggs. Reyna's just on her
third
serve.
You have histamine. You're like upset.
I'm like, I don't want to eat anymore. And I'm just like, the don't.
You're like, Dairy, you got bumps in your arms. Oh my God, you guys are a mess.
But yeah, and I like a doer. I like somebody that is a problem solver. Oh, it's like, it turns me on. I can't be with a guy or even any friends that are just like can't handle their life, you know?
Yeah.
And I like somebody that's evolved, and if they needed to do some work on themselves, they have. And I want a fully formed human. I dated somebody that really had a lot of work and to do it himself when we were younger, and he had a lot of trauma, and I loved him and he loved me, and it just didn't work out the place in life that we were. And I think from then on I was like, I'm not really looking for somebody that I really need to step in and help. And in these ways, like, I, you know, I'm like in my late 30s, I want someone that's gonna be fully kind of ready to go.
Yeah,
right.
They're fixed. Or at least trying to fix themselves.
Not fixed. We're never we're never fixed, but like
on a path.
Like kind
on
of
a path. Something.
We're on the same level. Mm-hmm. We're not starting so much below like a ground zero of like.
And that's what's hard when you meet people. We met all husbands at like 22. Like, I was 22, and like, I'm a different person that now than I was when I met him, and so is he. And that I find really difficult being in a relationship for a long period of time, because we have been so many different people in our relationship. I have multiple personalities. And, you know, also throwing children in, I don't think everyone should have kids. Like, for me, I wanted to have kids, but I didn't. No one talks about the fact of how much it changes a relationship and how much it changes you as a person and your needs. Like, you're right. Back then, I needed someone to be financially, like, stable. Right now, I just need someone to, like, you know, be able to, like, give me empathy when I'm like having postpartum depression, you know? So it's like, but things really change in relationships that I think, you know, when you're in a relationship for so long, you just,
but
you
evolution is key if you're evolving together.
But
if you're not, you have to be able to be okay with that too, if the other person isn't, like, if to make the relationship last.
Right.
Because some people maybe don't change, you know, and they kind of stay stuck, and maybe that works for some people. But I think for us especially, it's like, we had to keep changing. They had to keep changing. And it's like, sometimes they don't necessarily change the way you want them to.
Sure.
You know, it can go different ways.
If someone wants to change, they will. Mm. And I really believe that. And like, you cannot change. So you can give your opinion and you can obviously say, this is what I need. Right. But if they don't want to change, then they won't. Like, people change for a short amount of time. But both of you decided to not have kids, right? You said that you both didn't want to have kids.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Raina can speak for herself. I'm like 100%. It's not a thing I've ever wanted in my adult life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel really confident in it. I don't feel any judgment from anybody. Yeah. I mean, I just kind of am secure in my decision and feel for anyone that is struggling to have kids or struggling with a decision. Because I think I feel lucky that I just know, you know, not that I have a partner that's trying to impregnate me in the first place, but I just
get it away.
I think it's tough. I think a lot of women struggle, of course, with fertility. And we've talked about this. We feel for anyone struggling with that decision or a woman that is single and really wants to have kids and wants to do it with a partner and all these things. So I never want to make light of those things and be like, I don't want kids, like be so flippant about it. But it is like a, it's my strong stance.
Mm-hmm. I actually did a pretty hard 180 and I've always thought it was a foregone conclusion I'd be a mother. I never really thought about what does it mean to be a mother though. Right. And when you say not everybody should be a parent, I think when I started to watch my friends have kids and the sacrifices that they make and how their relationships changed and really think about all the things that my parents did to be the best fucking parents. My parents sacrificed so much. They went without so that I could go to summer camp and I could go to basketball every weekend. My dad was like, it was humiliating to watch you play basketball every week. But my dad showed up every Saturday to bring me to lunch and watched me humiliate myself and him on that basketball court. I'm 5 feet tall. I should never play basketball.
Yeah.
I'm 5'10 and I was a JV junior. So I don't even want
to. You could have been good. You at least have the height for it.
Yeah.
I see what my friends have to do to be great parents and how it's changed their relationships. And to be honest, I don't want to do it. And I realize I would be a great parent if I got pregnant and I had to have a child. Right. Of course, I would do everything in the world to help that person and love them, make sure they had a great life. But if you ask me, like, gun to my head right now, I don't want to do the things that my parents did to be incredible parents. I don't really want to. And I think that that's good parenting. Yeah. I think it's good parenting to really think, what does my Saturday morning look like? What does bedtime look like?
Yeah.
What does it look like when I get home? And I don't want to cook dinner for anybody. And I don't want to talk to you about your day or homework or how your teacher treated you.
Right.
And I know that we all make sacrifices.
Fuck my kid. I'm not talking
all
to you.
All those things. Yeah.
And if people say that it's selfish, so be it. I've done a lot of work in my life to get to where I am.
I'm allowed to be selfish.
You are allowed to be selfish. You know, I was on like your side, like at the before I ended. We had a surprise pregnancy. Long story short, a bit, and it was the best thing. Now looking back for me, that happened. You know, love it, and it's great.
We haven't seen my kid. She kept her inside.
Yeah, I keep her in a small cage in the basement. It's fine. She needs a little sunlight once a year. It's cool.
It's good for her skin.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks so pretty.
But I remember being very adamant about not wanting to have kids and going to college and having a guy stand up in class in my English class, like freshman year, and debate me about why I was making the wrong choice and why it was my duty to have children.
Insane, right?
And just for that long, you know, like those years, just hearing so much fucking garbage about how it, you know, you need to do this, you're supposed to be a mother, and the amount of stress, you know. And I'm fairly certain my husband never heard from one person, you need to be a dad. It's your duty.
Right.
You need to raise
a child
in this. And there's so much judgment.
Even if you think that, even if you don't take on the judgment, there's still judgment. Like, it's just out there. And you can say, like, I don't care what people think. And I think that's amazing. But people still think women should be having kids. Yeah. And it's just, it's asinine. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know if I want a third kid, and I don't even know if it's because I want a third kid. I think it's mainly because I'm so afraid to, like, die, and, like, my period to run out that I'm, like, what is left with, like, my eggs? So it's, like, yes, I need help, I know. I sometimes think to myself, do I even want more kids, or is it just because I'm worried, like, what is... You know, there's no more left. Like, and then the next step is because you guys have always had your period, right? For me, it's been like, have my eggs to get pregnant.
I'm so done with having a period, especially because I don't want kids. I also don't know if I subscribe to this selfish thing. I don't think it's fair to say that women don't want kids that are selfish and women that have kids are selfless. Right. What does that mean? There's so many selfish mothers out there, you know, and selfish everybody. But it's that, I mean, I think that we really give back a lot. I think we share our lives. And I feel like we have so many listeners that are like, you raised me and, you know, and I have like a nephew now. And I just don't, I don't know that it's that like, I don't know. I'm starting to have kind of like a problem with that like word. Because what is the implication that women that have kids aren't or like are doing something differently, like you're living your life? I don't know. So
maybe it's the just, word I selfish think, is a better word to say like when you have kids, you have to, I guess the word isn't selfish.
No, I think it's just a choice.
You're allowed to look after yourself more because of the time that you have, whatever that word is.
Well, you know, on the flip side of that too, I think it's unfair that mothers are supposed to be selfless, you know, like we're not supposed to also like take our own account, it's like, why do we have to be selfless and never like put ourselves first for anything or like always put other people before us? It's both ways. It's like super unhealthy.
And also, I said selfish, not you said selfish.
I think you said selfish and I was like
I'm speaking of the Tucker Carlsons of the world and these disgusting men that say that stuff, and I don't subscribe to any of this, and I really believe that Ashley and I have like made this beautiful mark on the world, and I'm so proud of the business we built, the community we built, and that's my mark on this world, and I'm really proud of it. And
you might not have been able to do that with kids because you would might not
to
have
the degree
the time,
maybe
the degree.
You know,
so it's like, you know,
and you can do a lot. I mean, you never know what your life is going to look like. Like, you could spend the later part of your life taking care of your parents or, you know, really like giving so much of yourself and putting other people before yourself too. Mm-hmm. So you just never know, you know? And so we just, I love that we're able to normalize this more. And after we did our episode on choosing to be child free, like the messages we got were astounding and they really just were incredible. And I feel for anybody that like struggles telling people that this is their decision for fear of judgment or from their family. Like, we're so lucky that our families have supported our decisions also. Like, I really, that would be tough to be like, I know I don't want this, but it's being like shoved down my throat by family, society, friends, coworkers, whatever it is. So,
and we did this episode and truly the most like shaking emails to me were the ones we got from moms that just said like, I didn't know, I love my kids and I'm thrilled to be a mom to my kids, but I didn't know there was another option. And you know, I like, it was really hard to read. None of them were complaining. The tone was always, I love my kids, but I resent that I never thought that there could be another way. So we feel for anybody that's sort of, that feels like that or feels like they don't have a community, but there are people that feel like that. It's a harder thing to say.
And it's hard to say, like, when I had really bad postpartum when I had my first child because I lost my entire identity. Like, I was, like, I was a working actress and that was my identity. And then I was at home breastfeeding up all night. Like, I had no work. You know, I didn't even know. And then when I would leave, people would be like, you're leaving your kid? Like, how could you be doing that?
Right, judgment there.
Oh, my God. So, like, I was really resentful of that. I just didn't know, you know, and I think that you guys are doing such incredible things and just talking about, because some people, like, I'm glad I have my kids, but again, some people would have liked to have known that there was another way and that you can live a very full life without children.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I think it's really an important message to put out too.
So you're going to take my kids.
We'll be dropping them off at your house.
So sorry, guys. I know you said you didn't want to. I have two, one each.
Do you have a two? You
one's harder, one, so I'll give the harder one. To, I feel like maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want the hard one or the easy one?
Yeah. Which one's harder? Well, I like the 9-year old because, listen, the 9-year old can take care of itself.
She's harder. No, she can't. My 4-year old goes to Montessori school. She makes her own breakfast. The 9-year old's still asking for her shoelaces.
That's crazy.
There's such a difference.
And how old is yours?
So she's 8.
Okay.
So she's kind of like now independent, you know, which is nice, but you're in the weeds, you know, for a long time. So so when you babysit tonight, we'll be excited. You just we'll come back at some point.
They're cute.
To pick
Ashley and I love kids and we love our friends' kids.
That's great. You're great, babe.
I'd love to give them back after.
Yes.
I know. I'm like, I'm gonna do like a big brother, big sister probably like mentoring program because I just like feel like that's important to do for me personally, that not wanting kids, like why I think I can be a stable like force in someone's life that may not have that going on at home.
And
I think there's just so much else you can do to like give back in that way.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
Well, thank you guys.
And my
so
brother's
much.
Got a bunch of kids, and I'll just skip up on the middle one. That's kind of
that's
neglected.
Why you're not getting any pressure. Like, my brother's got 7 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, he has
they're
one.
Like, no more children.
Right. But that's it's nice. I would feel a little pressure if my brother had made a decision to not have kids either. And my parents, because I know they want grandkids.
Right.
And so luckily that he just.
He just did it for you.
He's handling that.
He just did it. Nice.
Well, thanks, guys, so much. We're so appreciative of having you guys here.
You guys are great.
Stay in touch. Or at least if we DM you, just be like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give us a thumbs up.
We had so much fun.
You guys want to see my TaskRabbit? I put this photo up for you guys.
Oh, my God. Stop. Wait. Is this the TaskRabbit?
I mean, do you die?
Sign me up. Like, what?
Is that a sock? Do you think it's a sock?
That's really hot.
Guys, oh, my God.
Do you think that's real dick?
We have the dick duck on.
It looks a little. A little bit packed.
He's just called the Dick Doc.
Do we know him?
Is there more than one?
Oh, yeah. He's a plastic surgeon for cocks.
Penises.
Yeah.
Oh. Was it great?
He does a full, like, he can do plastic surgery. Make your penis pretty.
What?
Yeah.
I love a pretty dick.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Stick your face in it. So nice.
Yeah. Just in the move the balls to the side, you know.
Okay. So tell everyone where they can find you. I'm sure that they already know. But just for all the people that, the couple that don't know. And all the sex toys that we're getting free toys.
We're getting mailers.
Do I really get like?
Yeah,
I just get one
for you. And I'm so sorry. I just that would have
been. You'd be like, hi.
Yeah. So girlsgottaeat.com, and we're on a tour through the end of the year, so you can come see us live. Our shows are crazy. They're wild. They're the most fun. They're not like your standard live podcast. They're just like a free for all, chaotic circus. Girls Night Out, empowering, all the things. And Girls Gotta Eat podcast on Instagram, and then vibesonly.com. And you can shop the line of sex toys, and you can download the app, and that's vibesonly.com, vibesonly on Instagram. And that's all. There's a lot of other things. Yeah. I'll just leave it at that. It's a lot to
be careful of your dolphins.
Yes. I want to hear more from Conrad, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Conrad.
Well, thanks, guys, so much. We had a great episode. Oh, my God, what is it? We are Women on Top Official on Instagram.
And we're Women on Top Podcast on Facebook and Women on Top Official on TikTok.
I am Tamin Sursok.
And I'm Roxy Manning.
And we are Women on Top!